confused about vocabulary?
你有语法难题吗?
Question and answer of the week
from BBC Learning English.
Hi there. Welcome to Question and Answer of the Week, the programme in which we help to answer any questions you have about English. I'm Jennifer, and with me in the studio today is Lee.
大家好.
We've had a question from Peng Xiao in Harbin. He says, all the English programmes have been trying to teach us received English. However, when we talk with foreigners, they are more likely to speak English with strong local accents. As a result, I can't understand anything. What should I do?
It's often difficult. 彭晓同学说，很多英语教学节目都教授标准英语口音，但是当你和真人说话的时候呢，却发现很多英国人都操持着浓重的口音，这该怎么办呢？
Thank you for your question, 彭晓。Accents are a great part of any language. They make it interesting and colourful.In the UK, there are many different accents which vary from town to town.
That's right. 英国各地有不少不同的口音，听上去大不一样呢。
Even if your mother tongue is English, it can often be difficult to understand certain accents, especially if they are strong. Often, there are also regional dialects, words and phrases which are only used in a specific place and not common to English as a whole.
英国各地的方言，也就是 dialects, 也很多。这对学英语的人来说，甚至对英国人来说，都很困难呢。
We'll talk shortly about what you can do when you're faced with an accent you cannot understand. But first of all, let's listen to some examples of regional accents across the UK. Here are some of Great Britain's winning Olympic and Paralympic athletes talking about their experiences.
Played a really, really good match today. It was quite tough conditions, very windy, but I did well. That was number one for me, biggest win of my life. And this week's been incredible so far.
I am so shocked, I can't believe it. After the javelin, I knew I was on for a good score and that medal, but I couldn't even let myself believe it until I crossed the finish line, the 800.
Oh, the most amazing feeling in the world. This has been a long process and...I thought I was going to jump further than that, but I don't care. I'm Olympic champion, who cares?
Oh, unreal. I can't explain what I'm feeling. Just so many different emotions.
So we heard there from Olympic and Paralympic gold medalists Andy Murray, Jessica Ennis, Greg Rutherford and Danielle Brown.
I must say, those are really hard to understand, Jen. 这些人讲话不仅语速快，而且夹杂着浓重的地方口音。那么在这种情况下，你说该怎么办呢？ What should you do if you don't understand?
Well, people often speak quite fast, so you can say, could you speak a little more slowly, please?
你可以让讲话的人说得慢一些。Could you speak a little more slowly, please?
You could also say, could you repeat that, please?
你还可以让讲话的人再重复一下。Could you repeat that, please? But Jen, what if they repeat or speak slowly and you still don't understand?
Well, I think the best thing to do is to admit that you don't understand. Perhaps you could say, I'm very sorry, I'm having trouble understanding. Could you explain what you mean?
最重要的呀，就是要承认你没有听懂对方的口音，然后呢，让他们帮你解释一下他们说的话到底是什么意思。
Speaking and listening are some of the most difficult parts of learning English, but the more you practice, the better you'll get.
As the saying goes, practice makes perfect. 熟能生巧。You could try listening to British radio, where you will hear a variety of different regional accents.
Well, Peng Xiao, I hope we've answered your question. Give it a go, and most importantly, don't be afraid to make mistakes.
说得好，要敢于尝试。不要怕犯错误。如果其他同学也有英语学习上的问题，请随时给我们来信。我们的电子邮箱是 questions.chinaelt@bbc.co.uk.
Join us again next week. Bye for now.
Bye.
Need some language help? Ask us a question.
你问问我答。
from BBC Learning English.